From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the one fundamental test to determine whether or not your country actually does have a sovereign government. First, though, former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein appeared in court in Baghdad today and declared, "I am Saddam, President of Iraq." He went on to reject the charges against him, which include the 1990 invasion of Kuwait.
The army went to Kuwait. Okay, then it was an official matter. So how come a charge will be levied against somebody, an official who's carrying out their duties?
An interpreter following Saddam Hussein today in Baghdad. 11 others who held key position in his regime also face arraignment today, charged with war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Ann Garrels. And it sounds as though Saddam is saying, hey, I still am the president of Iraq, and you have no authority to do this. That's going to be his defense?
Well, it looks like it. He was remarkably composed, I think, considering he's been in detention since December. And, of course, Iraqis watched this, you know, with rapt attention since they've seen him in video when he was arrested in December. But this is the first time anybody's actually heard him.
These pictures, I guess, are being broadcast around Iraq. How are people reacting to see this guy?
The reaction crosses the board. Kurds and Shiite Muslims who were persecuted by Saddam, you know, saw him and just said he should be executed. He should be cut up into small pieces. But others, mainly Sunni, on whom he lavished, you know, the most rewards and support. This is, they said, our president, especially when Saddam began to speak about Kuwait. On that, many Iraqis, regardless of their whether they're Sunni or Shia, would agree that, Saddam said, you know, I did this for the Iraqi people. I went into Kuwait in 1990 to defend the Iraqi people, and he referred to the Kuwaitis as dogs.
I wonder if there's any danger in that Saddam might start drawing political support, which is not something that we would support. I mean, we view this guy as a kind of tyrannical, terrible dictator who rules only through the force of the gun.
You're right. But I think that support for Saddam is not that great. There is a nostalgia, however, for the security and calm that existed under him, despite all of the brutality that also existed. But at this point, you know, remember, you know, people had great expectations that life was going to get better. For most, that is not the case. Electricity, you name it, danger on the street, lack of security. Today, though, there were some real fights in the cafes between people who said, you know, what are the Americans doing? They shouldn't be doing this. Even though it was the Iraqis who read out the charges today, others said, you know, he should be killed, he should be executed. And one Iraqi said to me, you wait, tonight there are going to be fights on the street, there could be violence, precisely because of this split over how to deal with Saddam Hussein.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Ann, thanks.
You're welcome.